Good morning. Again, a warm welcome to Nation Sunday. What a great way to celebrate our cultural diversity in Christ. So my name is Loyin, which is a name of Nigerian origin. And people often say to me, knowing how to spell my name helps with the pronunciation. So my name is spelled L-O-Y-I-N. And the meaning of it is that God is sweet, which is great. So thanks to my parents for that. I am Nigerian by birth, and I'm British by naturalization. And like a few people have said this morning, I'm really proud to be a child of God. I am married to Akan, and we have two sons who go to Ignite. And we all really love it here at Grace Church. It is such a wonderful family of God. So, and we've heard so many testimonies about Grace Church being a great place to be. It is a privilege to be able to share a short exhortation with you today from the Bible, based on the theme of this year's Nation Sunday, which is come and see what God has done. And I'm also well aware I'm about the only thing standing between you and the lovely food at the end of the service. So I'll try not to keep you too long. But we are in the book of Psalms, chapter 66, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to 7. I'm reading from the ESV version of the Bible. So if you don't have your Bible with you, the verses will be projected on the screen. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds towards the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him. Who rules by his might forever? Whose eyes keeps watch on all the nations? Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. So the psalmist sets the scene in verse 1. If we can have it projected again. It says, it makes a call to all the earth to shout for joy, to sing glory to the name of our God. Emphasis here on all the earth. There are other places in the book of Psalms where a call is made to a particular people or a particular nation to praise God. For example, in Psalm 135 and verse 19, it makes a call to Israel and the descendants of Aaron to praise God. However, in this psalm, the psalmist makes a call to all the earth to praise God. For every nation, every tribe, all the inhabitants of the earth, all of mankind to praise God. The psalmist understood that God was not only the God of one nation. He wasn't only the God of a people. He was the creator of heaven and earth. And so it was appropriate for everything that God created to joyfully and gloriously praise him. Our God is the God of all nations. In God is the one place that we're all of equal value. There is no distinction by where we come from. There's no distinction by our nationality. God does not deal with us on that basis. He doesn't have a system that sort of filters us like the world does. He doesn't have a system that differentiates us based on our cultural attributes. Whether we belong to a group of people like me, that you always have to wear your Sunday best to church, and whether like JP, you know, an England t-shirt, and whether like JV, an England t-shirt and trainers will do. I often wonder if one of my very traditional old relatives were to walk into Grace Church on a hot summer Sunday and see all of us in our t-shirts and sandals and shorts praising God. I wonder if she would pass out literally, because she must think she's in some sort of alternate or parallel universe. But on a serious note, in the world, our nationality in some context determines whether we have access. It determines whether we have privileges, whether we have some rights. But in Christ, irrespective of where we come from, we have access through the blood of Jesus. We have access by being saved. And as such, we all get that same invitation to come into his presence today, to worship him, to glorify his name. And even if you wouldn't call yourself a Christian today, this invitation extends to you to come and worship God, to come and experience His salvation. I like how the worship this morning sort of brought everything together. It's as if people were reading my mind. Paul illustrated in Colossians 3:11. It says that in this new life in Christ, it doesn't matter whether we're Jew, whether we're gentle, whether we're circumcised or uncircumcised, and so on. It says all that matters is Christ, and that He lives in all of us, and that we are children of God. Now, being a Christian does not erase our nationality. It doesn't mean I stop being Nigerian, being British, we stop being American, and all the nations where we come from. We don't get to turn up at the airport and go, oh, by the way, with no passport, and go, oh, can I travel on the basis that I'm a Christian? I don't think that would go down well with the authorities. So our Christianity does not erase the fact that we all come from different nations of the world. But there is that one thing that brings us all together, and that is our salvation in Christ. And that is what we celebrate today. That is what we come to see, that Christ lives in us, that we are bought by His blood. And that means that we all become of equal value in Him. Our identity in Christ becomes greater than our nationality. And I think that is worth celebrating. If we look in verse 5, where it says, come and see what God has done. He is awesome in His deeds towards the children of men. Again, the psalmist references children of men. And that keeps in line with the context of what we saw in verse 1, where the invitation is to all people, every nation, every tribe, the whole of human race. And as He calls us to come and see this awesome work of God, He points us to one of the most significant events in the Old Testament, and that is the Exodus. It says, He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. First, I'd like to encourage us that the same God who brought Israel out of Egypt, who walked the Israelites on dry ground in the middle of the Red Sea, that same God still rules the affair of nations. The God we serve is an all-powerful God. He is not a passive observer. He's an active participant in our lives and in our nations. And just like Enki mentioned this morning, in some of the nations that we come from, there's a lot going on. We see a lot in the news. And sometimes as Christians, we think, you know, is God still here? Is He passive? Can He see what's going on? And I just really wanted to encourage us this morning that, as that song says, even when we don't see it and when we don't feel it, God is working. He's doing something. There must have been some time during the Exodus that the children of Israel must have felt, oh my God, we're going to be defeated. The Egyptians are behind us and the Red Sea is in front of us. But they kept believing because God was working it out for their good. Tim mentioned a couple of weeks ago that God always has a plan, even when we don't know it yet. And Rosie mentioned a couple of weeks before that God is always working it out for our good. So I'd really like to encourage us this morning to keep believing, to keep having faith when it comes to those nations that we come from. Even in England, you know, the cost of living crisis and everything going on around us, we must continue to pray for our nations and we must continue to hold on to God. So when the psalmist talks about coming to see the awesome work of God, what is this awesome work of God that He references? As He talks about that in verse 6, He references the Exodus. And now we know that the Exodus points to God. The parting of the Red Sea emphasizes God's act of salvation. His act of salvation in delivering the children of Israelites from slavery. And so, like the Israelites were slaves to the Egyptians, so were the whole of mankind, slave to sin. We had no hope of saving ourselves. And so what God did was to send Jesus Christ to come and die for us. And so we can say, just as the psalmist references, that God's awesome deed to mankind is salvation. one of the most popular verses in the Bible, John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world." And I like how sometimes we all focus on "for God so loved." We focus on the love. On the love, I mean, we focus on that he gave his only begotten son. But we never think of that word "world," that God so loved the world. He loves all of us. He loves all the inhabitants of the earth, all every people from every nation, that he gave his only begotten son to die for us, that he did this awesome deed of salvation to save mankind from sin. And so, in the same way, that the psalmist invites us to come and see God's awesome work of salvation, we also get to invite other people to come and experience the same. We, as Christians, we get to be the proclaimers of "come and see." We get to say to other people, "come and see. Come and see Jesus in our lives, in our community, in our businesses. Come and see." We get to share our faith. We get to be the light in this world full of darkness. We get to remind people of the broader significance of the God that we serve and how very involved he is in our lives. And unlike the psalmist, we're actually in a much better position to do this. Not only, the psalmist only got to point to God's historic work of the Exodus, but unlike him, we get to point to the historic work of God, but we also get to point to salvation because we have experienced it. We have experienced God's grace through Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, they were still looking forward because Christ hadn't come, but we have experienced Jesus. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and verse 39 to 40, it says, "And all this, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God provided something better for us." In that passage, Paul was talking about all the heroes of faith. He was talking about Abraham, he talked about Isaac, he talked about Jacob. He talked about their faithfulness and how they stood firmly in their faith. But even they, all of our heroes of faith, they didn't receive what was promised. They didn't receive salvation through Jesus Christ. We get to experience, we have experienced something that they saw from the distance. We are living out our faith in Jesus Christ. And that makes our invitation much more enticing for people to come and see. Because we're not just pointing to it. We're not saying, "see what God did for the children of Israel." We are living it. We become the testimony. We can proclaim that Jesus Christ has done it through the work of Jesus Christ. And that makes it much more relatable for people when they see the demonstration of God's work in our life. And when we, the church, when we continue to live out that faith, the world will be open to hearing what we have to say. The world will be open to come into our communities to experience Jesus Christ. So practically, how can we be the proclaimers of "come and see"? How do we be the ones that say to people, "come and see what God has done"? First, we can do this by inviting people to come in to our church to come and see what God is doing. If we reflect on the past year and see what God is doing at Grace Church, I think we can confidently praise him as a people and actually shout, like, "yes, come and see what God is doing." I joined, I think myself and my husband and our kids, our family, we joined Grace Church just over 5 years ago. And I have seen God add so much to this church. Personally, for me, Grace Church is one of the most diverse churches that I have ever seen. We have people from all walks of life. We have people from different nations of the world. And how many baptisms have we had in the last year? I expect people to go, "whoa, how many?" How many baptisms have we had in the last year? We've had a lot of people coming up here to publicly declare their faith in Christ, to proclaim their love for Jesus, to proclaim their salvation, and to publicly identify with Christ. And if you think about, if we think about it, we only invite people to come and see when there is something worth seeing. And I think that what God is doing in Grace Church is definitely worth seeing. And even the God we serve himself is worth seeing. In our, in one of the meetings that took place here earlier in the week, Chris made a call to people in the room to just share, you know, from their perspective, what they've seen God doing in Grace Church community in the past year. And I was so amazed to hear so many testimonies. You know, there was a talk of a woman who came to the Tuesday stay and play, and because of what she experienced, the love that she experienced, she got to invite somebody else to say, come and see what is happening in Grace Church. We also read about somebody else that was invited to church. And this wasn't even about the person who invited them to church. It was about the love that they experienced when they walked in, into the door. And we also heard that this morning, talking about Judy. So there's a lot that we can do in terms of saying, come and see. Even if we don't get to do the invitation, even if you're not the person who's invited something to church, how we relate, how we welcome, how we show Christ's love to people who are coming here. Through that, we can demonstrate, come and see. But also, it is very important that our come and see does not only mean come to church and see. We must be able to share God's love with people who may never be able to grace the door of a church. And that is why it is important that people are able to see the demonstration of God's work of salvation in our lives. Our vision here at Grace Church, which I really love, is to build a thriving community that reaches Nottingham with the gospel and replicates this across the UK. I don't know how many people got involved in Let's Go Love Nottingham. Well, it was amazing, wasn't it? The Sunday after, when the video was playing here at church, I was really touched, just seeing a lot of people witnessing in various forms and essentially living out that come and see. God's awesome deed, which we've just demonstrated that is salvation, must be visible in how we go about our daily lives as well. It must be visible when we're outside of Grace Church. It must be visible in our workplaces, in our businesses. Let's Go Love Nottingham was Grace Church's way of saying, come and see God's love, and how we demonstrate that in our neighborhoods. We can proclaim, come and see, in how we make a difference in our businesses. I feel very blessed to sit on the board of trustees for Grace Enterprises. And one of my favorite quotes in the last few months is, come and see how God is changing lives through us baking biscuits. It seems like a really little thing, but it really isn't. We are, by baking that biscuit, employing people who may otherwise not have that opportunity, we are saying, come and see how God is changing lives. And in that same meeting on Monday, we heard about somebody who is employed by one of the businesses in Grace Enterprises who wouldn't call themselves a Christian. And they were in social, were very skeptical about these Christians making a fuss about them. But through the way the church, people in Grace Enterprises, Sam and the team, through the way they related to them and they showed them God's love, they began to take little steps of faith, just getting books from the church library to go and read. If we as a church, if we are living the gospel every day, then people don't have to come very far to see. And I'm just going to say that again. If we as individuals, if we as a church, if we are living out the gospel every day, when we go about our businesses, when we go to work, even when we come to church, when we're walking on the street, people don't have to come very far to see what God is doing. So my challenge to you this morning is, in what way can we invite people to come and see? How might we make visible the evidence of God's grace at work in our lives? We now have the responsibility to invite others to come and see. Now that we have experienced salvation, now that we have come and we've seen Christ and that he has changed us, We get to live our lives in such a way that people can see the power and the love of God at work in our lives. We must continue to bear witness to God's glory, to the work of salvation, but not only in what we say, not only in our words, but in our deeds and in the way that we do things. I pray that you're very blessed by these words of encouragement this morning, and that as individuals and a church, that we're inspired to actions by it. Amen.